Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 4.5 cents, November beans up 13 cents, and September wheat up 4.5 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil up 25 cents a barrel. The dollar is up about 10 ticks. Gold and silver are mixed, so a little bit of a mixed outside markets here this morning. We gapped open higher in the December corn. We tried to fill the gap during the night, couldn't do it, and then rallied back. The gap is between 362.5 and 363.5 now. So we've got, at the moment, an island bottom brewing out here. We'll see where we can close today. The beans gapped open higher. Tried to go back and fill the gap, couldn't do it, rallied back again. So that looks strong. Wheat traded lower early in the session and then came back to close about a nickel higher. So I thought all the technical action this last night and this morning was pretty positive out here. In fact, all the grains look like they're trying to build some kind of bottom in here, but the volatility certainly continues. I would be more bullish out here if we didn't have the reports tomorrow. I think the reports are going to be big, showing big carryouts. I think they're going to pencil in low yields. And for the moment, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't have higher yields than what the government might be projecting out here. So, you know, is it going to be something friendly on the report? Frankly, I doubt it. And I think that could cause another sell-off out here. The weather apparently is going to turn hot sometime into next week. The models I'm looking at show that around the 17th, 18th, you know, we crack 90 degrees in the middle of Iowa, but there's still some rain out there. So I don't see anything really threatening in this crop. The lows for the next 7 or 8 days during the night is into the 60s, so there's no threat there. But there are plenty of people talking about, you know, hot, dry weather coming in at the end of July, the last 2 weeks. Well, right now, I don't see it's the last 2 weeks. Maybe it'll be the last 10 days. But I don't see that it's the last 2 weeks. And if we do get rains, I think it's a fairly moot point, unless we go to 110 degrees or something like that, which nobody is really predicting out here. So today I would think we'd be strong. We'll get the crop ratings tonight. I think they're going to be pretty big. I don't see any real, you know, maybe as we're getting the crop more mature, the corn rating will start to slip a bit. But that's natural for this time of year. If it stays the same or even goes higher, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do to this crop to really knock it out. But to me, it looks pretty strong out here. The beans, we'll see if they take another hit like they did last week. That was part of the impetus for the rally. Again, technically, the markets look good. I'd be more friendly, like I said, if it wasn't for the reports tomorrow. But I think we're going to see bigger carryouts than what people expect and bigger production. If we don't see it this month, and we have relatively normal weather between now and the August report, I can't believe they're not going to start be pumping in big, big production numbers out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.